Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, give you all the glory and honor and adoration. We thank you for the gift of today, and we thank you for bringing us together on Mount Zion. May you speak to us, may you open our eyes to see that which you have made of us, even in Christ Jesus. May your name be glorified forevermore, in Jesus' name. Amen. Child of God, you are welcome to Mount Zion Daily Devotion this morning. And today our topic for discussion is that your life is in Christ. Your life is in Christ. For our past two lessons, we have learned that Emmanuel, God, is with us. In considering God's abiding presence, we come to know that there was a time that God was far removed from his people. There was 400 years of silence. Then God came close to man, and he gave us Jesus, Emmanuel, meaning God is for his people. Then we also learned that God has been progressive in bringing his presence to bear with man. And that beyond Emmanuel, Christ has come to live in us. And that's the mystery that God revealed to his people, like the Apostle Paul. And he shared with us in Colossians that Christ is now in us, and that has brought us the hope of glory. And today, we are progressing in this revelation. Beyond the fact that God is with us, and God has come to live in us, today we are also learning that our life is in Christ. So it's like a three-chord thing. God with us, God in us, and we are in God. Hallelujah. God with us, God in us, and we are in God. So today we're learning about the truth and the revelation that your life is in Christ. Christ in you, you in him. What a wonderful mystery. And that makes his presence with us very tight. Hallelujah. He lives in us, we live in him. And he is with us. Amen. So wherever you go, you carry God. And wherever he is, he also carries you. A believer, just like Jesus shared with Nicodemus, is a mysterious being. He says the believer is like the wind that is blowing. You feel it, but you don't know where it is coming from. Your life is in God. God's life is in you. And his presence is around you, Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Let's get into some scriptures this morning. The Bible says that we are establishing the fact that our life is in Christ. A lot of scriptures I want to read to you and share some thoughts with you. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 1 that therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So there are those who are in Christ Jesus. There are people who are in Christ Jesus. And who are those? Those who have believed that Jesus is the Son of God. And they have boldly confess him as their Lord and personal Savior. Those ones are in Christ Jesus. Their lives have been established in Christ Jesus. So when you go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, Paul, the writer Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, Paul said that, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ. Did you hear that? You died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Hallelujah. So he died. He died to sin. And we have been raised with Christ. We've done all these teachings long ago. And we share that the act of baptism clearly represents this mystery. When you are put in water, it means you die with Christ. When you are raised, it means you are raised with him. And it says that now this new life that we have is hid with Christ, is inside Christ and in God. Hallelujah. Your life is in Christ and in God. And I always say that if the enemy wants you, he has to come and catch God, open him up, catch Christ, open him up before they can get you. It's a mystery, but that shows God's abiding presence with us. Our life is hid in Christ and in God. And it gets better. It says, when Christ, who is your life? Now your life is not the biological life that we're talking about. But you have a life in Christ. Christ has become your life. This revelation is deep. And take some time and meditate on it. Christ is now your life. Therefore, whatever cannot happen to Christ should not happen to us. So, if Christ cannot be destroyed by sickness, your life should not be destroyed by sickness. If Christ cannot be destroyed by failure, disappointment, afflictions, your life should not go through that cycle. Christ has become your life. And see that when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also appear with him in glory. He's talking about the appearance of Christ, the second coming of Christ, that we will be with him in glory, even in the heavenly places. Hallelujah. So Christ has become our life. Your life is firmly hid in Christ and is so mixed with him, so joined with him, that Christ has become your life. You need to rejoice in this. Hallelujah. Kama asulabra ando mikalaba anda ashila andos ili anda katulabra andoya. Paul made further exposition in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6 that, and God raises up with Christ. It's still talking about our death and our resurrection, our being raised with Christ. And Ephesians 2 says this, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Isn't that amazing? We were raised up with Christ, seated with him in the heavenly realms in him. The in him part is where my point of interest is. We are seated in him. Mashida Ando. So we learned yesterday that Christ is in us, and today the Lord is showing us that we are also in him. What a mystery. And that is what makes God's abiding presence with you a reality. Raised with him, together with him. The King James Version puts it that way. And we are seated with him, in him. How close can you get? How close can God be with you? How close can his presence be with you? Raised with him, seated with him, in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We have a place, and that place is with his presence. And we have been raised with Christ, and we are seated with him. Even when it comes to physical things about your body, look at how Paul puts it in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15. It says that, do you not know that your bodies are the members of Christ himself? Our bodies are also joined with Christ. Our bodies are the members of Christ himself. Our bodies, Makeda Ando, the church is referred to as the body of Christ. And every one of us, our bodies are put together to become the body of Christ. And Christ is the head of his church. So the church is the body, Christ is the head. So your body is even a member with Christ. There's a scripture I was trying to look out for. It's in Ephesians. It talks about that. We have joined, we are one with him in spirit. And not just in spirit, also in flesh. That's what the Bible says. We are so joined with Christ. The Bible says he who is with the Lord is with him in one spirit. Our spirit is so joined with Christ Jesus. Amen. And here the Bible says our bodies are members of Christ. So therefore, you can enjoy his presence every day because we are so joined, even with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. When the church was contesting about people, the church of Corinth, some said, I belong to Paul, others says, I belong to Apollos and all that. Paul made an exposition and a presentation in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. And we can learn something from there. It says, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future, all are yours. Sorry. And you are of Christ. And Christ is of God. So when you draw what we call a Venn diagram, you realize that there is a bigger circle that represents God. And there is another inner circle that is Christ. And there is one more circle that represents you. And there is the smallest of the circles that is everything in this world. So everything in this world is of you, meaning it's in you. And you are in Christ. And Christ is in God. Hallelujah. So that's how tight our relationship is. And how tight we are. How close we are. Even to God. We are alive. Have been situated in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And Christ is of God. Child of God. You have every cause to rejoice. God is not just with you. He has put Christ in you. And that is not the finality. He has also put you in Christ. And this is a mystery. And that gives you the assurance and the confidence that no matter what happens, and no matter in which situation you find yourself, you are in Christ. Christ is in you. God is with you. There is the presence of Jehovah. Something you can rely on. These are the kind of revelations that David had, that he could declare that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil because you are with me. He knew and knew and knew. And that gave him the assurance that he could chase lions and catch them and open their mouth. He could strike the bear. He does not fear. He did not fear anything. God, he was so assured of God's presence with him. And that is what God is trying to share with us this morning by his Spirit. That let it be known unto you that God is with you, Emmanuel. But let it also be known unto you that he has put Christ even in you. Christ lives in you. Mashira Anto said that the Spirit of God representing the Godhead lives in you. And that is not the end of the story. And today he's showing us that we also live in him. What a mystery. What a presence. What a power. What a life. And the final scripture I want to read for you is found in Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 27. Galatians chapter 3. Verse 26 and 27. It says, so in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. I want to take it again. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 27. It says, so in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. I hope you understand how to clothe yourself. You put on your dress. You put on your clothes. And when you put on your clothes, it covers you, isn't it? The more the essence of clothing, wearing clothing, or wearing clothes is to cover us. It's just a pity that in our day and age, people tell you they are wearing something, but they are naked. But the essence of wearing a cloth is to cover you. And here the analogy that Paul is trying to show us is that those of us who have believed in Jesus Christ have been made children of God, and that we have been clothed with Christ, meaning you are fully covered with Christ Jesus. So you are in Christ, Christ in you, and Christ is all around you. We have been clothed with Christ. He said, those of you who were baptized. So one of the essence or the significance of baptism is that you are baptized into. It's like you have been dipped into Christ. And that makes you clothed with Christ Jesus. So Christ is our cloth. Christ is our covering. We wear Christ everywhere you, you go. May people not see you, may they see Christ. Hallelujah. So as we exhibit the character of Christ spiritually, we are also covered. We have a covering called Christ. Christ has become our covering. What a life. Beloved, the things I've shared with you, these scriptures are powerful scriptures. It shows you who you are in Christ Jesus. It shows you the level of the abiding presence of Jehovah with us. God came to be with us, Emmanuel. He said that I will be among them. I will walk among them and they shall be my people. And he went further and came and lived in us. And he carried us and put us also in him. So that you will know that he really abides with you. I want you to begin to thank God for this wonderful revelation. Christ is in you, the hope of glory, and you are in Christ. He's become your life because we are so joined with him in spirit and his body. And that Christ is our cloth, he is our covering, and we are planted in him. The Bible says we are of Christ, and Christ is of God. So you are a mysterious being. As you wake up this morning, as you go back about your duties, let it be on your mind. The Bible even says that we have the mind of Christ. You are so joined with Christ that his mind has become our mind. Father, we thank you for this word, God, and this revelation. You have shown us that you are so close to us, and you have made us so close to you that you raised us together with Christ, seated us together with him in Christ, even in the heavenly realms, O Lord. Our lives are hid in Christ, and Christ has become our life. Oh, we bless your name for your abiding presence with us, Lord. Thank you for these revelations, making us who know as who exactly we are, even in Christ Jesus. May your name be glorified. May this assurance, revelation bring us an assurance of your abiding presence. May it grant us confidence in you. May you fill our heart with courage and boldness that we are not vulnerable, we are not empty, we are not anything that the enemy can toy with. We are of Christ, and Christ is of God. Our life is so joined with Christ. Christ has become our life. Even our bodies are members of Christ, Lord Jesus. We have been baptized into Christ, and we are clothed with Christ. Thank you, O Lord, for what you have done for us. Indeed, we are your children. Indeed, we belong to you. And indeed, you are with us. And indeed, you are in us. And indeed, we are even in Christ. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Beloved in the Lord, if you are sick, put your hand where you are sick as I pray. And believe God for healing this morning. I pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I terminate the source and the root of your sickness and your disease in the mighty name of Jesus. It is written by his stripes. You are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Jesus has fully paid for your healing. Therefore, receive your healing now. In the mighty name of Jesus, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, receive your healing. Be made every bit whole. Be made whole in every part of your body. I terminate cancerous cells. I destroy diabetes. I destroy fibro. I destroy every terminal disease. I terminate every terminal disease functioning in your body. And I command your body to come alive in the name of Jesus. Child of God, rise up and begin to do what you could not do. For Jesus has visited you and he has touched and healed you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You will not end our broadcast without giving you the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, so that your life will be planted in Christ, and Christ will also come and live in you. And you experience God's abiding presence. Will you pray this prayer with me? Say, Father, I acknowledge I am a sinner and I cannot save myself. But I know Jesus died for my sins and he was raised for my justification. Therefore, today I confess him as my Lord and personal Savior. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life and make me your own. And help me to live for you for the rest of my life. If you have prayed this prayer, the heaven and earth respond a big amen. There is joy in heaven. The Bible says the angels in heaven rejoice when one man, one soul is saved. So there is joy in heaven. We want to pray that the Lord will establish you even in Christ Jesus. But please take these steps that will help to consolidate your salvation in Christ Jesus. First and foremost, find a Bible-believing church and please worship and fellowship with them. Two, let them baptize you in water. Three, let them pray for you to receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Four, submit yourself to the church's Bible study class or discipleship class so that you grow in the Lord. And the last but not the least, observe a daily devotional life. What that means is that every day read your Bible and pray and commit yourself to the Lord. There are a lot of Bible devotional guidelines. Some help you to read the Bible in 2 years, 4 years, 1 year, and they have devotional guides that explains passages to you daily and guide you as to how to pray. As you do that, you grow and the presence of God will fill your life. May the Lord strengthen you even as you're giving your life to him. Amen. Beloved, on this note of this powerful revelation, now that we know that God is not just with us, but he is in us and we are in him, shall we share the grace together? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. May the Lord bless and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you. I declare shalom, peace to you and your family. Amen.